This is the truth about Jay-Z and Pride Month. All right, here we go.
Mixing business with politics. This is the Nathan Frazier Show.
What is up, Free Market Squad? It's your boy Nathan Frazier, High Priest of Propaganda, back up in this bitch for another episode of the BYO Boss Podcast. First of all, thank you for taking the time to hang with me for the next 10 or 15 minutes or so. And man, this is going to be a crazy episode. So last week, it came out that Jay-Z had become the world's first billionaire rapper. So first of all, big ups to Jay-Z. He's famous for saying, "I'm not a businessman, I'm a businessman." And now he's gone and proved it to the whole world. So much respect where respect is due. Now, this is not going to be one of those rants where I talk about how Jay-Z's a Freemason and he's a member of the Illuminati and that's how he got all of his wealth and his fame and blah, 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 blah. Although, no, I'm just playing. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about another aspect of Jay-Z's story that's been making the rounds since this big news broke. And maybe you've seen it, maybe you haven't, but there's a side-by-side pic of Hova that's been going around. It's been getting a lot of shares on the internet in the last couple of days or so. And on one side, it's a picture of Jay-Z before he made his millions. He's wearing what looks like a ton of gold chains and gold rings. And in the other pic, it's a picture from today, and he's not wearing any jewelry at all. He's dressed down. I think he's wearing like a white t-shirt and a sports jacket. And the funny thing is, now that he has a bunch of money, he doesn't feel the need to show his wealth off. And this is something I came across a lot back when me and my brother were making our way through the underground rap scene. A lot of the rappers that would be up on stage, they'd have like $300 chains hanging around their neck. They'd have brand new Air Force Ones on their feet. But they had to borrow 20 bucks for gas to get their asses to the venues. So they couldn't come up with 50 bucks for an hour of studio time. They couldn't come up with gas money to get to the venue, but somehow they were able to afford a $300 gold chain and $300 Nikes to wear while they were up on stage. Meanwhile, the producers and the engineers, the guys who were making all the money behind the scenes, preferred to stay behind the scenes. They didn't rock a bunch of jewelry. They didn't flash their cash on their Facebook profile pics. The people making all the money kept it low key, while the broke-ass rappers kept themselves blinged out like 12-year-old girls' training bras once they've got a bedazzler. So here's the worst part of all of this. These rappers would use their advances to go put down payments on cars they couldn't afford. They'd rent gold chains to wear in their music videos. They were often 20 to 30 grand in debt to whatever record label had signed them. And then they'd get up on stage and promote the same self-destructive lifestyles that they were living to their fans. And being in the industry for those few short years, it made me lose a lot of respect for a lot of my favorite rappers. Rappers that I had grown up idolizing. And the same thing has happened now that I've gotten into the world of online marketing. A lot of these gurus, they go after the low-hanging fruit. They rent Lambos and mansions, and they shoot YouTube videos from their garages. They pay some sexy girls to lay out in front of a swimming pool and tell you all about their lavish lifestyle. They brag about how their latest program had a $1 million launch, and they leave out the most important details. They don't tell you how that $1 million launch ate up $600,000 in advertising costs. They don't tell you about all the affiliate payouts that they had to make in order to reach that $1 million mark. They don't tell you about how 23% of their buyers asked for refunds or made chargebacks on their merchant account. It's really easy to look successful if you only show the sales. It's easy to make $1 million if you're willing to spend $1.3 million in order to make it happen. Ever since I've gotten into marketing, I've noticed that the most successful people don't spend much of their time showing off their success. They let their success speak for itself. They let their clients do their bragging for them. If they're flashing a bunch of money in your face, it's usually to distract you from what's really going on. It's like my buddy Ben Settle always says, if you have to say it, you ain't it. And since I had to say that Ben Settle's my buddy, you should probably be skeptical of that as well. He might not know me from Joe. I could just be name dropping him to increase my own status. See how that works? Last year, Jordan Peele made his directorial debut with the movie Get Out. It focused around a young black man who goes to meet his white girlfriend's parents. They're uber liberal and they can't stop going on about how much they love black people. The dad would have even voted for Obama a third time if they'd have let him. And he goes out of his way to make sure that you know that. Plot twist, the whole family's a bunch of crazy racists. They kidnap black folks and brainwash them into being slaves for all of their liberal friends. I say plot twist, but I don't really mean it. Anybody who hangs out with woke white liberals knows how racist they are. They say things like, who will clean your toilets if you deport all the Mexicans? And they dumb down their language when they're talking with minorities. They believe in lowering standards for minorities because deep down, they don't think that minorities are good enough to compete on an even playing field. Of course, they have to be as vocal as possible when virtue signaling how not racist they are. But again, if you have to say it, you ain't it. Just like Jay-Z, when he wasn't rich, he had to be seen wearing all kinds of gold chains. Once he got filthy rich, not a gold chain in sight. The reason I bring all of this up is because that we're nearing the end of Pride Month. And all month long, we've seen big corporations slap a gay pride flag over the top of their logos in a pathetic attempt to get that bag. A lot of these companies still manufacture all of their products in China, where the government still attacks people for being gay. These companies also make billion-dollar business deals with Middle Eastern countries where throwing gay people off of rooftops is still socially acceptable. They virtue signal to all the progressive millennials about how woke they are as a brand, and these idiots eat it right up. These same companies will spend $32,000 a year to hire someone from a marginalized community, then they'll spend $500,000 letting you know about how inclusive they are. They hire black people to protect themselves from criticism. They hire trans people as a marketing ploy. And the sad thing is, it fucking works. This is marketing in 2009. It's, hello, fellow millennials. I too support insert marginalized community here. Buy my shit. And it fucking works. But beware. And remember, if you have to say it, you ain't it. That's the main lesson for today. And here's the deal. If you want to learn how to market in a way that doesn't involve being a total fraud, if you want to learn ways to be true to yourself and still make ass tons of sales, then you should check out the Free Market Squad. Because being real in a time of universal deceit, that's kind of what we're all about. If you want to get more information on how you can join the Free Market Squad, head on over to freemarketsquad.com. My name is Nathan Frazier. I'm the High Priest of Propaganda. I appreciate you spending some time with me today. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. And again, check out freemarketsquad.com to see if we're a right fit for you. And until next time, I will check you later. Faith in each other, not in authorities. Be your own boss. Hashtag BYO boss. I'm out of here. Deuces. Yo, did you enjoy the show? Do you want to help me create more of it? If so, then head on over to Patreon and find me at... just kidding. Fuck Patreon. But on the reals, I am a greedy capitalist, I do want your money, and I do have something really cool for you if you feel like sending me some shekels. Have you heard about the Free Market Squad? It's my private community, and inside of it, you'll be able to connect with a bunch of liberty-minded entrepreneurs and marketers. You'll also get access to trainings from some of the world's greatest marketers and A-list copywriters. These are the people who taught me how to build my two successful businesses so that I could do the work I love and be my own boss. So if you want to show me some love, I'm going to give you something of immense value in return. Join the Free Market Squad, discover the selling secrets of some of the world's most successful marketers and copywriters, and get access to our private community of freedom-focused entrepreneurs. You help me, and I help you. That's what the Free Market Squad is all about. Head on over to freemarketsquad.com and get signed up today.
This is the Copy and Funnels Podcast Network.